Hey leaders, before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you about a free event that I'm hosting, your Personal Leadership Audit Live Workshop. I've put the workshop together because if you want to stand out as an exceptional leader, you have to know yourself, inside and out. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses is critical, and for that, you need a high degree of self-awareness and a commitment to self-reflection. Now, if you're committed to unlocking your leadership potential, then working through a self-assessment like this is going to help you to quickly identify a path to higher impact. I'll be leading you through a deep dive into the 7 imperatives of my No Bullshit Leadership Framework, so that by the end of the session, you'll know exactly what areas you need to develop if you really want to stand out from the crowd. We're only opening up 150 spots, so register now at yourceomentor.com/workshop. That's yourceomentor.com/workshop.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of No Bullshit Leadership. I'm a big believer in avoiding the problems that inevitably emerge when you become too isolated or spend too much time cocooned in your own little world. I've seen lots of companies lose their grip on reality, becoming inefficient and uncompetitive. That's why I think it's incredibly healthy to bring ideas and people in from outside your organization. They inject fresh perspective. They give you access to the most recent innovations, and they help you to upskill your own people. There's no end to the number of consultants out there who hold themselves up as experts and promise to make your business better in oh so many ways. But how would you know which options are likely to give you real value for money and which are likely to be an expensive waste of time? The management consulting market is segmented pretty clearly, but it can still be quite difficult to navigate. At the very top of the food chain, you have the MBBs, McKinsey, Boston Consulting Group, and Bain. They are the cream of the crop, with a brand reputation, talent, experience, and global reach to really make a difference to any business. But few of us can afford their astronomical rates. Slightly less flashy, but often just as effective, are the next tier of competitors. Companies like Partners in Performance, Kearney, Booz Allen Hamilton, LEK, Oliver Wyman. They have comparable expertise to the MBBs, but with a slightly less eye-watering price tag. Next in line are the Big Four: Accenture, Ernst & Young, KPMG, and PwC. They tend to be a little less focused on general management consulting, instead specializing in areas like technology transformations or risk consulting or complex analytics. And so on down the line until you get to the individual who hangs a shingle and calls themselves a consultant. So why would you spend your hard-earned profits to hire a consultant? Well, there's only one fundamental objective: to achieve better results. Results that you don't believe you can get without some external support. When I'm considering bringing in a consultant from outside, I look at 3 internal drivers: capacity, capability, and independence. So sometimes you're just going to need a short-term injection of capability that you don't have within your organization in order to solve some of the most challenging problems. Other times, you simply don't have enough people and feel the need to supplement your workforce to achieve an outcome. Now, this is generally the case for big technology systems implementations or other project-based work. And often, you know that without some level of independent assessment of what you're trying to do, you could end up going down the groupthink rabbit hole that will lead to your inevitable demise. If you feel as though you might need to bring in the consultants, first ask yourself, what problem are you trying to solve? Is it to be more efficient? To develop a new product? To refine your strategic approach? Once you know the answer to that, make sure you understand the incremental value that this would bring to your organization. What's the upside that you can capture if you invest in some external help? That should give you an indication of what it might be worth spending to solve the problem. For example, I found that it was absolutely worth spending a few million dollars on McKinsey to help me solve a problem that couldn't be solved internally. It added over $1 billion of value to the company's balance sheet. But would it have been worth it to pay them to come in and make minor workforce efficiency recommendations? Well, absolutely not. It's horses for courses. So work out exactly what you need, work out exactly what you're willing to pay to get it, then find the most reliable way of achieving that outcome. You're looking for the intersection of expertise, capability, and price. For more depth on this insight, have a listen to episode 220 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast, Management Consultants. We'll leave a link in the show notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.